Hello, hello, hello. This is Holy Water.
And this is Hellfire. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
We miss you.
We miss y'all. Y'all miss us?
Yes, we know it's been a minute, y'all. We've been so busy with life, but we're definitely going to try to stay on track.
Yes, we are. We have made a commitment to just stay on track because a lot of people were asking about us, and they like us.
I know. They're like, where have y'all been?
I know.
And life. So we want to just apologize for the delay.
Yes.
But we're back.
Thank y'all for hanging in there with us.
Yes,
thank y'all so much for hanging in there with us. It's spring
right now. Seasons are changing. Okay. People are changing.
Things are blooming.
Yes.
Some things are dying.
Some things are growing.
Expiring.
Dying, expiring. It's growing, just out of season. Right?
Yeah, so right. With that being said, you guys, we're going to call this. This is going to be titled
Changing Seasons. And it's okay to change seasons because seasons do change.
They do.
Within our lives, within the weather, just changing, period. Forever changing.
Everything's forever changing. And I think just with the weather changing the way it does, because nothing stays the same.
Right.
You know, you go from summer, spring, fall, winter, if we have a winter in Texas.
Right.
But, you know, seasons change. And so with that, you know, Hellfire and I were sitting around talking about how our lives have even changed.
Right. Like the seasons.
Yes.
Our lives have changed.
Oh, in
a lot.
In so many ways. In a good way. And in my case, in some not so good ways.
Right,
you know.
Right.
You have relationships that start. You have relationships that end and all that stuff. So that's what I want to talk about, y'all.
We're talking about
seasons changing. Seasons changing.
Jobs changing.
Careers.
Friendship changing. Your careers are changing.
Yes.
So, holy water.
Yes.
What are some changes in your life? For the good.
Let's start with the good. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, for me, I actually never thought that I would do anything but hair, right?
All right.
So, owning the barbershop, owning the salon, doing all of that. And I, in December, sold my barbershop.
Wow, that was a big move for you.
It was a big move. It was a scary move. Yes. But, you know, Pastor Priest Sunday, he said some things, in order to get to that next level, some things are scary.
Right.
You're happy, but scary. So I'm happy, but it was also scary. But with that, and what happened was, I was able to go into what I love.
Right.
Which is decorating. So
okay, and what is the name of the decorating?
KB Studio and Design.
And how can we reach you? Let's do a plug while we're talking about it.
Yeah, you guys can reach me on Instagram. I'm actually on Instagram right now, KB Studio and Designs. I will not do a Facebook page because, you know, it's just pictures and a lot of people are bigger on Instagram than Facebook.
Right.
My website is coming soon. You guys, I don't have that out there just yet. But you can also email me at kbstudioanddesigns.com. Okay?
And how are you spelling designs?
It's DESIGNZ.
Z. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. And back to that. So you're moving into something you love.
Yes.
Which is interior decorating.
Yes.
So how have you been blessed with this new move?
Oh my God. You know what? Since I sold the barbershop, I'm booked.
Oh,
I'm booked all year going into next year.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, not only is it just designs and decorating, I'm also doing events.
Right.
I've had birthday parties, weddings,
baby showers.
Yes. And, you know, and I just thank God for it. So seasons change, and that's why we can't put ourselves in a box.
Right.
You know, and say, oh, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Right.
So I can say that I'm actually evolving, and I'm excited about it, Hellfire.
That is good. That's wonderful. That's awesome, y'all. So you changed for something that you thought you loved so much and you was afraid to get out of it, started a whole new adventure, and look how it's going.
It's going great.
And you wouldn't have known unless you made a change.
Exactly.
Okay.
And speaking of seasons changing, Hellfire, you've had some changes too.
I've had some changes too,
some we can't share right now, but share with us your changes.
Yes. I've had some changes, y'all. As you guys know, I used to be here, so I saw my salon years ago. Of course, y'all know now I'm an adjuster. I do that. That's been a big change for me. It's been very challenging. I've been busy working on hours, but I do like it because I'm still dealing with people.
Yeah.
As well as, guys, I'm still in the beauty industry.
Yes.
So instead of doing hair, guys, I've started my own hairline, which is called Naughty Girl Extensions.
Do you think you're a naughty girl?
Yes.
Hey,
naughty girl. Yes.
Naughty.
And that's been doing well for me too, guys. It's been a change. I was fearful about it. I didn't know how the response that I was going to get. I felt like it was saturated. But I mean, that's like anything else. Everything is really saturated.
Yeah, but what's for you is for me.
It's enough money to go around. And you guys can reach me on Instagram at Naughty Girl. Naughty Girl underscore official.
Official.
Right. Naughty Girl underscore official. And on Facebook is Naughty Girl Extensions. And my website is www.naughtygirl.com.
Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
Go check me out. I have Virgin
Center out, y'all.
So that was a change for me, and I'm excited about that too. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of other changes that are going on in my life, y'all. But we'll get to that later.
Yes, we're gonna say that.
We'll say that for another podcast. And also, since we're talking about changes, something that's not so good with me too. I have a 16-year-old, and he's been very challenging. He's been changing my life too. But not in a bad way, just in a challenging way. So you know when we're dealing with teenagers. Just in a teenager way.
Yeah.
So you know, while we're talking about the good, we can talk about the challenging things as well.
Yeah, of course.
And so with that being said, those are some things that's been going on in my life, and I'm excited. And there are a couple of other few businesses that I want to look into that I'm trying to explore and do some more changes that are a little challenging. But I'm still learning and researching on other things that I want to do.
Well, girl, I'm going to talk about some changes that we're afraid of. Y'all know we're kind of little mature in age.
Yes.
So, my knees get bad. Girl, when I walk down the stairs, my knees
start
cracking and popping.
Yes.
I'm wondering if people can hear it. Those are changes. I'm a little more fatigued now than normal.
Don't have as much energy as I used to have.
And I also, I have two boys. And my 24-year-old, it's been challenging. Mm-hmm. Kids have to go through what they go through. We went through ours.
Right.
They have to go through theirs. And it gets to a point where, you can't tell them, they just have to
live it. Yeah.
And so with them living it, you're actually going through it with them as parents, caring parents. So we experienced a few changes in that. But, all is well. My son is doing great right now. And all of that good old stuff. But, honey, if I tell
it's
y'all.
It's been challenging.
It's been a challenging time.
Yes. Back to what you said about changing as far as women as we were maturing. Mm-hmm. That's been very challenging with me, too. And you know that for the fact. Well, actually, y'all, when I was changing, turning 50, that was a big deal with me. It was challenging. It was very emotional. But I've learned to embrace that now. But with that being said, I think all when we go through those changes, we think we're not as pretty. We think men don't want us as much as they used to. But it's really just a matter of mind, y'all. So when you're making these changes in life, don't change mentally. Still keep your spirit, your positive, your energy. Because you're only as old as
your body will change.
And holy water has really helped me out a lot with that. Sis, you're beautiful. 50 is just a number. Don't worry about it.
Y'all know what? I'm so glad she brought this up because that was a rule. Let me just tell y'all. That was a rule that I did not tell her age.
Yes.
Honey, I was like, but I celebrate you.
Yeah, you cry.
I was like, ooh, my fine friend.
Yes.
Girl, look how old she is.
Girl,
y'all
look,
be ready.
Y'all.
I'm excited.
I'm snapping to my... Don't tell my age.
Yes.
Don't tell it.
Oh, honey, she's quite rude about it, to be frank. So I'm so glad that you shared that because she is 50 and fabulous, y'all. And when you
look at her, thank you.
And I'm gonna not talk about myself for a minute because I want to pay compliments to her.
But when you
look at her, she doesn't look like a 50-year-old woman.
Thank you.
You would have to guess 36. You're still pulling a 30-year-old
now.
She is fabulous, and a lot of friends are supposed to say that about each other.
Right.
But I would be like, sis, we need to go walk that track.
Because we said it.
We got a little pudge here. Let's do something about it.
Yeah.
But you are like bad.
Thank you, sis. Then you're bad too. We both still pulling 30-year-olds. Okay.
Pulling 30 and 37, and they stalking us.
Mm, okay.
Don't get stopped. We're gonna stay on the track.
Let's stay on track. But y'all, so I just wanted to kind of share that change too, because I know we all have those changes, and especially we as women, we get older and we start to regret us getting older when really, yeah. like Holy Water said, it should be something we're celebrating.
Embracing it.
And I've done, she's helped me a lot with that. And so yes. that change for me is that I changed from being bitter about it to where I feel I'm awesome. I love it. I embrace my age.
Bad girl.
And I'm living it.
Yes.
I'm living it.
You will tell me all the time, Hellfire is very good at giving. And she gives some really good advice.
Right.
But I think in this moment, it was very hard for her to accept that 50. I was like, friend, what's going on?
I would always say,
living your truth.
Living your truth. And I wasn't living in my own truth.
And wasn't living in her truth. But see, she could give that advice. And had I told her that, she probably would have cussed me out. Because y'all know she good at cussing people out.
I've been doing better.
You're doing good, though. You're doing good.
Give me my props. Yeah, I've been doing better. And speaking of change, y'all, okay, and so I'm kind of flipping around, but when she just said that, you know, I will cut somebody out, I do want to say that us being friends and when we got to know each other, she's the type of friend who helps me to change for the better. So if you guys have those friends that are just call you out and tell you in your truth and put the mirror in your face, don't discredit that. Respect the check.
That's another part.
Respect the check. Because the check is within all due respect.
Yeah.
And we check each other all the time. She checks me more so because I don't have to check her because she's such the sweetest thing.
I'm not out of time. You know what? Okay. I am the sweet one, but I think she checks me when it comes to people in my space.
I check protectively.
Nah, sis, don't do that. Don't talk to him. You know, so yeah. in that way. But
and she checks me with my temperament, which I'm getting a lot better with. She checks me with my attitude and the way I express myself, and sometimes I can be somewhat aggressive. And so with that and her being my friend has really, really helped me out a lot.
It's balance, y'all. Get you a friend that can balance.
Yeah, she balanced me. And Holy Water, I just want to say I appreciate you for Aww. That. I respect that.
You're
and
welcome.
The truth hurts, y'all. Sometimes I'm like,
Oh my God!
But I needed to hear. You know what I'm saying? I needed to hear. So that's a change for me too. Just accepting and embracing her the way she feels about me and the way she looks at me, and she wants me to be a better person. So I'm changing to be a better person because
you
of that.
Are
yeah.
a wonderful
so that's
person.
Another change. So we can yeah. change our attitudes.
Yes, we can.
You know, for the better change.
Our
yeah.
Honey, yes.
And we've also, both of us have changed too, the way we look at a lot of things in life.
Yes, yes. You know, I think we have to credit that to the wonderful men
in
our lives
right.
without going into
in detail,
that. But
right.
I think a lot of times, you know, people come into your lives and you have someone that will come into your life to actually, not to say that we're immature, but I believe that if you have stopped growing, then you're stagnated. You know what I mean? Well, you can always grow from someone. So the guy friends that we have really pour into us, not just on a physical, sexual level. It's a mental level. It's a spiritual level. And so from that, we both grown. Because
right.
we compare notes.
Right.
You know, we were like, notes. Oh, girl.
Right.
Look.
And we also help each other grow, too.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
those same aspects. So she's absolutely right.
Of course. You know, and I think a lot of people our age, we see a lot, there's a shift that's kind of happening. And I was telling you that there's a shift happening. And it's almost as if you get like, oh my God, mm-hmm. you want to panic. Mm-hmm. But that shift is not a bad shift. Mm-hmm. It's a good shift. When you start shifting from being the mother of a young boy to a teenage boy mm-hmm. to an adult mm-hmm. male, and we have to get used to calling them young men.
Right.
You know, we have to do that shift. Those things are changing.
Right.
We can't talk to our kids the same way
right.
we talked to them yeah. when they were right. little boys.
Right. Instead of telling them, now we have to ask.
Yes.
We can't say go clean
practice
your room.
Practice and ask. Malik,
right.
did you clean your room
right.
today?
Yeah.
You
right.
know, that kind
the
of
presentation
stuff.
Presentation is totally different.
Yes. So,
exactly.
I mean, we both changed in that aspect. And we have to compare notes on that. We help each other all day with that one.
Okay, we really, really do. And you're right when you made the statement saying that as you get older, you need to change because if you don't change, you're stagnated. And I'm really enjoying the person who I am changing into now.
Yep.
And a lot of times when I'm around people that I've known for a while and I really don't notice any change with them, no disrespect to them because everybody has their own time and period
right,
of changing.
Exactly.
But sometimes I feel like, and this is just my personal opinion, when I'm dealing with people that I feel like are stagnated, it kind of makes me kind of want to step back. Not that we're not friends anymore, but I feel like I'm not no longer growing within this relationship
right.
or within this friendship.
Right.
And so I kind of sometimes you know, separate myself from someone that I feel like that cannot contribute to where I'm trying to go and what I'm trying to do in life, whether that's friendship, relationship, or any type of shit.
Right,
you know
right.
what I mean?
And we should. And we shouldn't be afraid, you know, because growth, we're all supposed to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Period. You know, when you can go back and you have friends that are doing the same thing they were doing years ago.
Mm-hmm. And
it's not
no change.
Yes, no change. And it's not to say, okay, something's going on with them. Maybe we don't know what's caused that. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're dealing with something. But it's okay for you to protect your energy, to protect where you are. And it's okay to say, you know what? I love you, but you and I can't rock together.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We're on a different level.
We're on a different, and so just keep it moving. And that's happened a lot in some relationships.
Yeah, a lot. In friendships.
In friendships. And I say this, I read something on Instagram, and it said, the realest person has the least friends.
They do. Exactly.
And I kept wondering why the older I got, the smaller my circle got. But because it wasn't that I just grew older in age, because Hellfire, you always say, a person can grow in a coma, get older in a coma, but your mind is still the same.
Right.
So you're not growing mentally.
Right.
So as I begin to grow mentally, a lot of things and people that were in my circle had to go.
Yeah.
And I used to think, oh my God, where's my friend?
Right.
Well, what did I do wrong? Like, but you know, those seasons end.
Yeah. And it just weeded themselves out. You didn't even really have to move them. It just moved because you were moving mentally.
Yeah. And those seasons end. So while we're talking about seasons changing, y'all, seasons do end.
With friendships. Yeah.
Relationships. Marriages. Right. We don't want to say that. You know, we want to believe that marriages are forever, but take a look around.
Right.
There's not true.
I don't think anything actually lasts forever.
Nothing
you
lasts. And we understand that because we're on a higher consciousness right now.
Right.
And we kind of have to save that conversation for another time and actually do a post before to say, you know, only the higher conscious can deal with
people
this conversation.
People can understand what we're actually talking about.
Yeah.
Because if you don't understand, you may get upset or offended.
Right, or offended.
And we don't want to offend anybody.
Right, but marriages are not forever, y'all. Relationship, nothing is forever. And I don't know where they come from with all that this is going to last forever kind of stuff.
Right.
Because people want love to last forever, but it doesn't.
Yeah, and love comes in phases. Love changes.
Love changes.
And just because the marriage or the relationship doesn't last forever, it still doesn't mean that you don't love each other.
Yeah.
There's still love there.
There's still love there.
The relationship has changed for whatever reason, because sometimes people change and either you grow together or you grow apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that is true, and that's a great, great, great point. Holy water, you know, everything changes, y'all. And so we would like to know if you guys can hit us up on Instagram or Facebook and let us know what are some changes and challenges that you guys face, you know, in your lives for the good or for not so good.
Yeah,
you know,
because
it's normal.
Yeah.
It's with
normal.
Everybody.
It's a part of life. You know, your season will change. It's kind of like, you know, people that have a lot of money, they won't always have that money.
If they don't know what to do with it.
Especially if they don't know what to do with it. But, you know, because a mountaintop is not designed for you to stay there.
No,
it's
not.
And so understand that. Most things happen at the bottom, in the valley.
In the valley, in the trenches.
Let things go down in the trenches.
Right, yeah.
You know, and so we have to understand that as people. We lose loved ones along the way. Mm-hmm. You know, like I lost my father 2 years ago. And my grandmother, and I was like, wow, I thought I have them around forever.
Yeah.
And losing my brother, and I'm like, you know what?
Right.
Life changes.
Yeah.
Things change.
Right.
And then we have to embrace that and just kind of go with it. Otherwise, we'll find ourselves
in a depressed, ugly space. Yeah. You're absolutely right. And even though things change, even though the good things may change, and not for the bad things, they may just evolve into something else. But one thing that does not change is the great memories that you share with your grandmother and your father. And you know, and those relationships that we once had, and we wonder why we don't have them anymore. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I find myself questioning things too, like, why I don't talk to this person anymore? It's not that we fell out or anything, it's just that the season was over.
That
you know what
season
I'm saying?
Ended.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys, don't be afraid when your seasons end. Just like we go from winter, spring, fall, those seasons have to change.
Right.
You know, and so we just have to embrace it, allow it to be. What I'm doing now, one of the things I had a big problem with, and this is me holy water speaking, although I think I'm a loving person, everybody might not agree, but I try to be a good person.
Mm.
I believe that I had a bit of a controlling spirit. I wanted to control, and it wasn't that I wanted to control people. I wanted to control everything that happened in my life. I wanted to control, have that control over myself. And even in relationships, for instance, if it didn't go this way, by the time I thought it was going to go that way, then something had to be wrong.
Right.
So I'm learning how to live in the moment.
Right. And embrace the change.
And embrace that.
Yeah. And don't focus on the change itself.
Or what I don't have.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's what I'm speaking about is relationships. You know, I'm learning to just be
yeah,
in that
just
moment.
Be in that space.
Yeah,
right
to
there.
Be in that
yeah,
space.
And live in that moment.
Because the shift will happen.
Right.
And you need to be prepared for the shift. Because sometimes, you know, we want things that we're not ready for.
Right. And it always happens.
Right.
And then, that was a valid statement that you made. Also, when things change for the bad, a lot of times we end up focusing on the problem and we need to really focus on the solution.
Yeah.
And change with the problem, but don't focus on the problem.
Yeah, so much indulging
in it so much
where it is just overwhelming,
right.
And then it consumes
right.
you,
right.
And then you become depressed.
Because with every change, there's an answer.
Yeah,
to the change. So
So change is good, guys.
Change is good.
Change.
And not only change. And speaking of changes, a lot of times when we find ourselves in a mental space that where we don't want to be, we're sad or, you know, depressed or whatever. Change your thoughts, people.
Change. All you gotta do is change
your thoughts. Change your thoughts will change your mood.
Change
your
thoughts.
Since we're speaking of change your thoughts. Change your mind. Think about something positive. Think about a time where you were happy and having a great time. And instantly, it would change your mood.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, we dwell in those mental.
We stay in that mental
captivity
right.
to the point we continue to make ourselves feel sad. So not only change your exterior, change your mental space as well to keep yourself in a happy space.
And that's a good point, Hellfire, when you say don't just change your exterior. Because now we're living in the time of social media and things like that. And people feel like if I change my wig or if I get my face beat or I put on a good outfit,
I feel better.
And not only do I feel better, the people that I know that are watching me think that I'm better.
Right. Yeah.
You're absolutely right. That's the thing now. Because we know what we are.
People think what it is.
We're more concerned about what the people think.
Right. That we don't even know.
And at this point, I think just growing and maturing, I got to a place to where, you know what? It is what it is. If I got $5 and that's all I have, that's all I have. You know, I'm not trying to look a certain way for social media, be a certain way. And so we need to embrace our truth.
Right.
And I think that's one of the biggest issues that we have is embracing our truth.
And stop pretending.
And girl, because what it look like
is not what it is.
Oh, my
God.
Stop pretending.
And when you find yourself stop pretending, then you'll feel much better about yourself.
Yeah,
because you
just
don't
be
care.
Just be free.
Just be you. Just be you.
Be free. Be you. You can't be anyone but yourself. And that's the one thing that I have, this is who I am.
Yeah.
This is why
what
I am.
You see is what you get.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to be anything else. Because I tried that before, girl and honey.
That didn't work.
That dog didn't hunt.
Right. Okay. That dog didn't hunt. Yeah,
so
you're right. So be true to yourself. Make changes. Grow mentally, physically, and spiritually within yourself. And outside of yourself.
Don't be afraid to change.
Growth is change.
Mm-hmm. You can't grow without change, y'all.
Exactly.
You cannot grow without change.
Guys,
we're so excited, guys. We have a lot of topics to discuss.
We do.
To be honest, we talk every day. All we need to do is put the phone on the car.
I know, right. But sometimes we might slip some stuff
we're going to get in trouble for.
Right.
But we're going to do a lot better about recording.
Being more consistent.
And being consistent.
Yeah.
Hellfire does have a different job. Her caseload is heavy.
She's
working from home.
Right.
She's dealing with people. And these people are in crisis.
Yes.
You know.
So it's a little stressful.
It's not like in your hairstyle.
No, it's not.
We can reschedule them, but you can't reschedule the crisis.
We cannot. So that's been taking up a lot of my time. But I still want to be loyal to our fans and our listeners. So
yeah.
I'm going to make an honest effort, guys.
We are both.
Because we started off really well.
Yeah. We're both going to make an honest effort. And that was the change. You know, I moved, things happened,
right,
you know. So.
Right.
We're going to do that. And also, you guys, we want y'all to stay tuned. We're going to still be hosting, coming in December, the ZBT Awards.
ZBT Awards.
It's second another year.
Yeah.
Second year, y'all.
Second year for us.
For us.
I think it's her.
The sixth year for
her.
Them.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So look them up on Instagram, Facebook, ZBT Awards, y'all. It was an amazing event last year. Had a good time. We'll be hosting that. If you guys have an event that you would like us to host, we can host that for you as well. We have this thing where we go from the church house.
Oh, what do we say?
What do we call it, girl?
Girl, you know we say so much. From gospel
to hostel.
Hostel meaning in a good, fun way.
In a good, fun way.
Yeah.
We'll turn up with y'all. You know what I mean? So if you need someone to host an event, to be an MC for you guys, and you want to bring some fun and some good energy.
Right. Some
y'all
good
hit
energy,
us up.
Good conversation.
Yes, hit us up. Hit us up.
Exactly. Hit us up at holywaterandhellfire.com.
Yes, and we're also on Instagram, Facebook. We're on YouTube.
Twitter.
And honey, we tired. Okay.
And again, we want to let you guys know about our new businesses. I'm Naughty Girl Extensions. You can catch me on Instagram, naughtygirl_official, naughtygirl.com, and Naughty Girl Extensions on Facebook.
Yes, and mine is KB Studio and Designs. Mine is on Instagram. It's actually KB_Studio Designs. I am on Instagram, and then my website will be kbstudiodesigns.com. Okay, guys? We thank you guys for listening. We love y'all. We miss y'all.
Yes.
And we'll be coming back to y'all real soon with some fire, because we're going to get to talk about all these good old relationships.
Yes.
And the bad.
The good and the bad. Huh?
Okay.
We have a lot to talk about.
Yes. Y'all stay tuned, because we got some juicy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some juicy
mm-hmm.
stuff. So I am Holy Water.
And I am Hellfire.
Talk to y'all later.
We're out. Bye-bye.
Bye.